Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Wow, I'll tell you, what a great and fun weekend it was. Started out with a boat show on Friday, bike ride and croquet and a parade on Saturday, and an MS walk on Sunday. I'll tell you, I'll take that every weekend. And just a quick reminder, in case you're not signed up, our daily news recap newsletter is a great for news that happens over the weekend or after this drops in the morning. It's local. It's free. It hits your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. And I'm dropping a link right here in the show notes for you. Anyhow, we do have a bunch of news to catch up on. So shall we? Put this date on your calendar if you have any kiddos. The final day of school year for most students in pre-K through 11th grade will be June 11th of 2024. This is due to the limited use of inclement weather days. Graduating seniors are going to finish earlier on May 23rd. Congratulations to all of them. Specific schools such as Mead High and two others will actually end on June 10th to accommodate some construction that's happening over the summer. The 2024-2025 academic year is set to start on August 26th, and that full calendar is up on the school's website, aacps.org. Hey, do you remember Annapolis Arts Week? Well, it has grown, and now Anne Arundel County is set to celebrate Anne Arundel County Arts Month this June, showcasing local talents throughout a series of events organized across the county. Highlights are going to include Annapolis Arts Week starting June 1st with activities such as Paint Annapolis Plein Air event. The month will feature various arts and heritage activities aiming to foster community engagement and support for the local artist. Central to the events is the Arts Hub at the Lightbox Studio, which is on West Street, going to provide a venue for exhibitions and gatherings. Now, all of the details you can find out at annearundelarts.com. I'll tell you, this is very interesting in light of the Key Bridge collapse and the call from the Caucus of African American Leaders to rename the bridge, when built, for the first African American congressman from Maryland. And it was scheduled before all of this happened. But St. John's College is gearing up for a panel discussion on April 17th called The Legacy of Francis Scott Key, Class of 1796. And it's going to explore the complex history of its notable alumnus. The event is free. It's open to the public. It's at the Key Auditorium in Mellon Hall. It's going to include insights from historians, academics, aiming to provide a balanced view of Key's contributions and controversies. The discussion is part of a broader initiative by the college, which is examining the historical figures associated with the campus's oldest buildings. Do you like to fish? The Coastal Conservation Association of Maryland has launched the Great Chesapeake Invasive Count Tournament. Now, it's a contest that's going to run through March 31st of 2025. This initiative encourages anglers to help manage invasive species in the Chesapeake Bay by using the iAngler Tournament app to log their catches. The project aims to combine scientific research with community engagement and will feature monthly prizes for participants. The initiative was highlighted at the Bay Bridge Boat Show on Friday when I was there. Actually, it was all weekend. But attendees were able to learn about the invasive species and the new Maryland catfish trail. We have some details at ionannapolis.net, but the whole shebang is at ccamd.org. And that's ccamd.org. And yes, today is the deadline to file your taxes. If you are like me, I took my medicine early and the bad taste is nearly out of my mouth. But if not, your taxes must be filed by midnight tonight electronically or postmarked by today if you're mailing them in. The IRS does expect 19 million people to file an extension, and that gives you to October 15th, but you still must pay any estimated taxes owed now. So complex, I'll tell you, I really wish there was some sort of flat tax option. Get paid a gross pay and then pay a tax on all goods and services to cover it and eliminate all this filing stuff. It'd be so much easier. Hopefully you caught our canines in cross-treks on Friday with Cody, a personable little mix of a bunch of dogs. But if you are interested, put in an app, because he's been there since July for no real good reason, and we're hoping that he has some prospects by today. Hopefully you have some room in your heart, and hopefully you have some room in your home for him. If you missed it, go back and give it a listen. On Saturday, we did speak with Catherine Burke from the Annapolis Collection Gallery, and that was a really fascinating discussion, art and history all rolled up in one. And she is hosting a very special evening with Jay Fleming on Saturday, so do check out that as well. And I guess that's a wrap. Thank you, first and foremost, and also a quick thank you to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief. Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. Ann Covington is here with her Monday Money Report. I will be curious to hear what her take is on the recent slide in the markets. And of course, George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you're going to find. All of that's coming up for you in just a bit, so hang around.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Monday, April 15th. Yesterday was amazing out across the Annapolis region, and today and tomorrow will bring more of the same conditions before a chance of showers returns Wednesday through Sunday with cooler temps for the weekend. Look for mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow with highs today in the upper 70s to lower 80s, followed by mid to upper 70s on Tuesday, 4 p.m. highs. From there, it's more 70s Wednesday through Friday, with a small chance of some rain showers each day, ahead of a weekend with cooler highs in the 60s, with mixed skies and possibly an additional shower or two. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info. So you can always stay weather informed.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX. Which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. You work hard for your money. Is your money working hard for you? Managing and investing it can be confusing. Ann Covington, a financial planner from Covington Alsina, has been helping people make sense of it for nearly 20 years. Are you ready? Now, here's your Monday Money Report.
This is Ann Covington of Covington Alsina with your Monday Money Report. Happy Tax Day. It has been said that a person doesn't know how much he has to be thankful for until he has to pay taxes on it. With that in mind, today is the last day to make a contribution to your IRA or health savings account for 2023. If you have a side hustle or are self-employed, you have until you file your taxes to open and fund a SEP IRA. Last week, the market seemed surprised again that inflation is stubborn, and it looks like the Federal Reserve Bank may wait even longer to cut rates. My crystal ball has a few scratches, but my personal belief is that we won't be seeing rate cuts anytime soon, possibly not until the labor market cools down and we see some job losses. The Federal Open Market Committee, part of the Federal Reserve Bank, sets the Fed funds rate, the rate at which banks lend and borrow money to each other to meet overnight capital requirements, the amount of money they must have on hand. we're currently at 5.33%, which is just above the long-term average of 4.6. We've been spoiled by historically low interest rates going back to the 08-09 financial crisis. It doesn't feel normal, but it is, which means we can do some things now to help ourselves. If you have high interest rate debt, especially credit card debt, focus on paying that off. Pay the minimum on each debt and put everything else that you can towards the debt with the highest interest rate. Our brains don't like deprivation, but they are willing to make choices. You can go out to dinner or buy that new thing on Amazon or whatever it is that's fun and nice, but not absolutely necessary. Or you can put that $30, $40, or $50 towards your debt. Telling yourself you want to be out of debt more keeps our brains happier. Take it a step further by making a game of it. Put a total on your refrigerator, and every time you make a monthly payment, cross off the total and write the new one. Each time you make a choice not to spend money, make a payment right then and write the new, lower total of debt. If you don't carry a balance on your credit card, put your money to work. The average interest rate for savings accounts in the U.S. is 0.47%. A high-yield savings account or money market can pay more than 4% right now. That extra little bit can strengthen your emergency savings, add to your investments, or fund a great experience. While you'll have to pay taxes on the interest you earn, you're letting your money make money without any effort on your part. Your action item this week is to schedule your spring HVAC checkup and make sure you're prepared for summer. Be sure to check out our website at covingtonalsina.com or our Facebook page for more information and to register for our upcoming educational events. Covington Alsina is a registered investment advisor. Information presented for educational purposes only. It is not intended to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk unless otherwise stated and are guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And if you don't have a financial advisor, come talk to us. This is Ann Covington with Covington Alsina.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine. Nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, eyeonannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Eye on Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.